So how close were you to signing that for that Bayern Munich team?
I got offered a contract, so, but I turned it down. I guess after the trial, you know, I didn't know what was happening. No one's. It was tough because the Germans. The Germans can be very warm people, but they can be very cold as well, and very introverted. You know, so while I'm trialing and while I'm playing, you know, I'm putting the pressure on myself to make sure I'm doing everything right and do it. But you don't get any feedback, or there was nothing. You know what I mean? So I didn't know what was going on. And one day I was asked to go into mate. Uli Hoeneß was the general manager of Bayern at the time.
And after how many weeks was this?
This was after 5 weeks. Four or five weeks, you know, I can't remember now, but there was about 5 weeks. I just doing the thing, and, you know, I was originally there for 2 weeks, and they put another 2 weeks on, and it was 4 weeks, and then they put another one on, and then, yeah, that was how it panned out, you know. So, and Udo Ladic was the manager, and he called me in, and he said, you know, we've got good news, we want to offer you a contract, you know, and not that I was anything at their level, at, you know, in terms of, you know, they were European champions.
Yeah, you're playing it down, David, but they're off. This one of the greatest teams ever has offered you a contract, and you were there for 6 weeks or 5 weeks, and they kept on extending it. So I know, I understand why you won't talk this up, but this is unbelievable. So what happened for you not to take it?
It was a tough time because every player's dream is to be a professional footballer, and I remember ringing up my father, and it was tough because I had good news. Actually, I'm a bit teary because, and I'm trying to hold myself together here. I rang my father and I said to him, I said, Dad, I got great news, and he was really rapt and happy, and he said, that's fantastic, you know, what's going on, what's happening? And I said, listen, I've got a problem. The problem is, though, there's only two foreign quotas, and the quota has been taken up by Jean Marie Pfaff, the goalkeeper from Belgium, and Soren Lerby, the midfielder. And I said, but they want to offer me a contract, but they want to give me German citizenship, and they want me to take out a German passport. And my dad went quiet. And my dad was an ex-digger, and he was, an Anzac, and who fought for Australia, and my dad just went quiet, and I remember him saying to me, he said to me, I've lost a lot of friends fighting for Australia, and that was enough. I didn't need to go any further, and he said, I can't give you advice. I can't tell you what to do, but what it means to be Australian, you can't. And he didn't say can't. He said, you know what it means to be an Australian. And I said, yeah, I understand. And that was it. As soon as he did that, the next day I went in there and turned it down. I said, I can't. I said, I'm a proud Australian, and that's it, and moved on.
Wow. Well, Dave, that's an incredible story, mate. When you went back in, did they try and understand what your
I told them about my father. I told them about his he was. I've told him that they, you know, about how it affected him with the war and how the feelings were about being Australian, and they understood what I said. And yeah, and they said, "Listen, we respect that." But the more important thing is that, you know, Uli Hoeneß turned around and said, you know, I've got a lot of admiration for you. You know, you want to be a footballer, you're a young player, but you still hold your country more important than your heart, so in your heart, you know. So, and he said, you know, we respect what you've done and we admire. So
that's one of the great untold stories, Dave, not only of football but of Australian sport. Unbelievable. And I want to make sure that people know about that story. Do you ever think now, I know you don't, Dave, because you just your family means everything to you. You just go on with your life the way it is. But for me, I'd be thinking, because Craig Johnson played for one of the greatest teams ever to grace the football fields in the history of the game, Liverpool of the 80s. Eddie Quinchik did so well with the Anderlecht and the different clubs in Belgium. But if you had played for that Bayern Munich team, You could well have, and by the way, you're regarded as one of the greats also, but I'm just saying you could have been regarded as maybe one of the, probably the greatest Australian footballer playing in that Bayern Munich team. Do you ever sort of reflect on that at all?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Because Harry Kuehl, everyone looks at Harry Kuehl, and he was a wonderful player. Mark Viduka, wonderful players. But if you had played for that Bayern Munich team, they would have kept on winning things. And at the top level, you could have won European Cups. I mean, I don't know, Dave, I'm the sort of guy that would have, I'm reflecting on your behalf, and I, you know, I feel a bit shattered because it didn't happen for you. But I don't know, you don't think at all back at those days? You don't?
I look at football, and I guess, at the time it was, at the time, it was hard, I guess. Not hard in a sense of understanding what my father meant. It just made me realise what it meant to be an Australian, and I'm a proud Australian. Not because I've played for the Socceroos and I've experienced that journey. It's easy to talk about now. I said, but also my father was a proud Australian as well, and he put his life on the line for the country. And like he said, that he lost a lot of friends in the war, and put it back into perspective. Football, it was a job, you know what I mean? So, and I didn't want to let my father down.